You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Tachyon Cotton gets in an argument with Roderick Wilson Jr. in the parking lot of a Florida church. Wilson lives and works there, his dad, the pastor. The argument gets heated. Cotton drives off. Hours later, he returns. The men argue again. This time, Cotton grabs a gun, shoots Wilson, the preacher's son, dead.
Nancy, a passerby found Wilson, 20, in the street with multiple gunshot wounds hours after the confrontation. It's unclear why Cotton and Wilson's paths crossed. Police went to Cotton's mother for leads on where to look for him. When cops caught up to Cotton, he put a woman in a chokehold and tried to use her home as a shelter. Cops and Cotton's mother pulled him off the woman, and Cotton bit his mother in the process.
Tachyon Cotton, 22, who already has a double-digit rap sheet, now charged with murder, kidnap, and resisting. If you had a dime for every robbery you hear about, you still wouldn't have this many. A six-man theft ring targets tractor trailers all around Philly and stumbles on a U.S. Mint truck carrying 6 tons of dimes. The men are caught on surveillance video in the back of the truck, digging into trash cans full of coins. The coins loaded into smaller bags, carted off in a truck. The men make off with nearly $250,000 in dimes. 2,345,000 coins. Rakeem Savage, Ronald Byrd, Hanif, and Malik Palmer now facing robbery, conspiracy, and more. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Following the deadliest mass shooting in Maine history, over 1,000 people have crammed into a large church, with hundreds more pouring outside to hug, sing, cry, and find solace. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The vigil was held at the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Lewiston, where a shooter killed 18 people days earlier. When the names were read out loud, some people sobbed. Members of the crowd lifted their hands at one point to say, "I love you," in American Sign Language, in commemoration of the 4 deaf people murdered in the shooting. 2 days had passed since the body of Robert Card, the alleged gunman, was discovered. The 40-year-old's body was found in a trailer at a Lisbon Falls recycling facility. Authorities stated that Card died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, however, it was unclear when. Card was also suspected of wounding 13 individuals during the Lewiston gun spree. Speaking about the hurt caused by the shooting, Christian leaders, a rabbi, and an imam discussed how the roughly 37,000-person city can grow stronger.
The worst shootings in Maine's history have shocked this state of 1.3 million residents, with a low violent crime rate and only 29 killings in all of last year. Following his indictment by an Illinois grand jury, a man accused of murder, attempted murder, and hate crimes in relation to an attack on a Palestinian American mother and her young son has now entered a not guilty plea. 71-year-old Joseph Zuba is accused of killing 6-year-old Wadia Al-Fayoumi and wounding Hanan Shaheen on October 14th in Will County. Authorities claim that the victims were singled out in reaction to the conflict between Israel and Hamas, and because they were Muslim. Shaheen informed authorities that after she requested Zuba, her landlord, to pray for peace, he became enraged over the war and attacked them. Prosecutors say Al-Fayoumi was stabbed 26 times. His mother was stabbed at least a dozen times. According to authorities, a Georgia man has been arrested in connection with the death of the great-nephew of world-renowned singer and jazz musician Nat King Cole. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Tracy Cole was stabbed to death on September 14th in Atlanta. The 31-year-old was later pronounced dead at a hospital. 41-year-old Ricardo Gale has been charged in connection with Cole's murder. The suspect was apprehended during a traffic stop. Our friends with WSB-TV are reporting that police have stated that the men knew each other. In addition to aggravated assault, armed robbery, and murder, Gale was also charged with other offenses when he was booked into the Fulton County Jail. Tracy Cole was the grandson of one of Nat King Cole's 3 siblings, Freddie Cole. The groundbreaking jazz legend died of lung cancer in 1965. Freddie Cole, a well-known jazz singer and pianist in his own right, was inducted into the Georgia Hall of Fame in 2007.
Freddie Cole died in Atlanta in 2020 at the age of 88.
Nefertiti Trader, mom of 3, makes an early morning grocery run before her children get up for school. When she comes back home, 4 a.m., a neighbor hears a scream, looks out the second-story window. Outside, a man wearing a hoodie and khaki shorts is struggling with Nefertiti. The man knocks Trader to the ground, drags her toward her car, a silver 2000 Acura CL. The neighbor gets downstairs. The car and Nefertiti are gone, leaving behind a smushed loaf of bread and a can of coffee. Trader's car with Delaware plate 404-893 has never been located. No leads in her kidnapping. Nefertiti Trader now missing over 9 years. If you have any info on Nefertiti Trader, call the FBI 410-265-8080. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.